WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Thursday morning. And as you heard Phil mention, there were 10 people who were displaced by a fire in New Bedford the other night. Now they're without anything. And joining us on the line, we have somebody who is working to help them in this situation. You know her from Reggae on West Beach. She's been on the program with us before. Shakira Gonzalez joins us this morning. Good morning, Shakira. How are you?
Good morning.
So this is, unfortunately, a tragedy what's happened to this family, but what a heartening thing it is to see how much the community is coming together.
Oh, yeah. Like, we always try to look out for each other in this city. I think that's one thing that we all can agree on about at least New Bedford is when somebody's hit with a tragedy or some type of, you know, major crisis in life, we do pull together as a village. We do pull it off.
And unfortunately, you know, these fires happen all too frequently, and this fire has already been deemed accidental. So, you know, this is something that turns out to be nobody's fault, and just everything that somebody owns can be gone in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, fire is definitely very, very scary. I've worked for 911 for the last, like, 20 years, and the calls are very disheartening that I've had to listen to over the years. I personally didn't get this call. I no longer work for the city, but kind of touched a little bit home because I used to live five houses maybe away from this home. I just moved January 1st. So, you know, they're still neighbors and we need to look out for each other.
And as we've been saying, these are, you know, this is a family. This is kids that are involved in this. And now these kids, they want to be able to go to school and have a regular life and not have it be completely disrupted, but they don't even have clothes to be able to wear to school.
Yeah, so Reggae on West Beach is going to go take care of all brand new undergarments and socks because these are things that we can't get, you know. Nobody wants hand-me-down socks and underwear. So we're going to take care of that, and we're going to be working with Third Eye, our friend Vicky, who's also a neighbor down the street. She's our leader in Thunder Village, as we like to call it, in the summer. And Mr. Sean Oliver from Ward 3 in the wraparound program with the school, Miss Jasmine Vega. She's going to take care of all the school stuff, and she shares what she can, and, you know, they have rules, so they can't give us everything. But the stuff that we have is that they definitely need some clothing, some jackets, hats, gift cards, whether it be for meals or gas to get to and from work, because at the end of the day, like, your house goes up in flames. Oh, they still got to go to work.
Right.
They still got to go to school.
Yeah, because you've got to start putting the money together to be able to move into a new place, and you know, and you want to make sure that life has as many limited interruptions as possible for those children.
Especially for the kids.
So, do you know where they're staying? Are they staying at a hotel or a motel or with family? Or
I do not have that information. I believe that they are being taken care of now. I know that Red Cross had helped them out with some stuff, and you know they have those resources put in place. I don't know where they're staying right now. But we do know that they do need some warm clothing and some shoes, some undergarments, and, you know, those gift cards. We won't be accepting any cash on behalf of this family. If somebody wants to donate a gift card, they can drop it off at 230 Union Street, which is the Third Eye Youth Unlimited building. They can ask for Maya Livamento. Maya runs a community closet down there that Reggae on West Beach and the community has been working on for, like, the past year. So we have a good amount of stuff there. The problem is we don't have the sizes for this entire family. So we need the communities to go, you know, reach into their closets and start pulling out some items that they think that they could part with so we can give them to these families after we get them cleaned. We do have all the sizes listed on the Reggae and West Beach page, the Third Eye Unlimited page, and I believe Sean Oliver, Ward 3, has his city council page that he had posted it on.
And I think Sean's coming in with Chris McCarthy today, so he'll be able to talk a little bit more in depth about it. But I'll give those. I won't make you stay on the line while I'm giving all that information, but I do have it, and I'll share that with the audience coming up. So what we'll do is, you know, we'll put it out there, and I know that our audience is very giving and very helpful. And one thing that we talk a lot about on this program is thrifting. So I know these folks that are listening are people who go out there and they have clothes that they're either donating or that they're getting. So I would not be surprised if our audience doesn't come up in a big way to help keep these kids, you know, nice and warm with some new clothes and the adults as well.
Yeah, that's so cool. And if you got stuff that doesn't even fit the criteria that what they're looking for this family, we have other families that we do service throughout the year with Third Eye. Like I said, Maya's running a community closet. Over the past 3 months, she was able to assist with 200 individuals, get them all winter jackets. So she's been working on that community closet for some time. So even if it's something that's not on that list that could be particularly used for the fire victims, she can still take it down there, and she will make sure that it gets to the right people who need the clothing, whether it be interview attire for a young adult or a warm jacket for somebody who might be houseless.
And, you know, what's funny about this is, unfortunately, it takes it takes a tragedy like this, a family losing everything that they have, in order for us to find out about these organizations, because so much of the work that they do, they just do under the radar. They're not looking for, you know, a lot of exposure for it. They just want to do the good work. And that certainly sounds like one of those organizations. So here's a way that people can help, not only with this particular family, but now keep that in mind so that in the future, you know, that that's a resource that you can donate to.
Yeah, and part of the reason why people don't hear about this is we don't have enough volunteers. We're the ones running these things. There's just a very small group of individuals that are doing these things. We can't be on social media and doing the things and doing the drop-offs and the pickups and the cleanings and the sortings and trying to keep everybody updated. We try to get the information out as the best we can, but if you have time and you can volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers at Reagan West Beach and Third Eye.
And not only that, not only people that are looking for volunteer, but think about all the high school kids that need to have like service hours or need to have something that looks good on their college their college applications. Now is the time of year to get out there and start volunteering.
Yeah. So with Third Eye, I know for a fact that if you are a individual that's in a youth program that needs those credits, they can sign off on those paperwork. If you're an individual that has volunteer hours that you need for court, since Third Eye is a youth-based program, you more than likely can't volunteer there. Reggae on West Beach, we can take you to do other things outside of the youth aspect portion. So we can help those individuals as well.
So there you go. Lots of ways for people to get involved and for people to help. But one more time, let everybody know where they can bring those donations to.
230 Union Street. I believe there's a sign on the door that gives the exact time, and I believe Third Eye on Facebook, if you look up Third Eye Unlimited or Third Eye Youth Unlimited, because they have two Facebook pages and two Instagram pages, you can get the times that people will be there. If for some chance that door is locked, they're in a meeting, or you need something to be dropped off immediately, they can call me directly. My personal cell phone number is 774-634-1008. I have keys to the building. I'll be more than happy to facilitate anything in between them.
All right, Shakira, thank you so much for joining us, and keep us up to date with how things turn out for the family.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
And that is Shakira Gonzalez of Reggae and West Beach, helping this family in partnership with Third Eye Unlimited. And I will give you all the details for how you can help, because this is, you know, we hear about these fires, and people say, well, you know, you don't hear about the people afterwards. So I assume everything's okay. I assume it all worked out fine because we didn't hear anything else. But that's not the case. You're just not hearing about it because they're just not being vocal about how much help that they need. And it takes people in the community advocating for them, like what's going on here. And that's why I think we can help these folks. Because as I said, you know, we've got people here who are, you know, people listening to us who are very generous, who are very helpful. And even if you don't have money to donate to causes, I think people always have extra clothes laying around. Maybe they have gift cards to a restaurant or something that they're not going to use. I mean, this family doesn't have a place to even cook dinner. So again, 230 Union Street, the Third Eye building. You can drop off gift cards, certificates, clothing, but no cash. But I can give you those sizes based on, you know, the conversations that we've been having. So they're looking for girl clothes, 4T on clothes, and shoes are a toddler 9. So 4T girls clothes and toddler 9 shoes. Another boy needs size 14 or XL. Another girl needs medium shirts, size 3 pants. And a boy needs medium pants. The father needs medium pants, large shirts. The mom is a size 5 in pants and a medium in shirts. As Shakira said, you know, Reggae on West Beach is going to take care of the undergarments. In terms of shoes, the mom 7.5, the father 11, and the kids 4.5 for the boy and 8 for the girl. And you can drop it off today from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Friday from 12 to 5:30. At 230 Union Street. And they will be there Saturday too, per request. So you can reach out to Third Eye Unlimited on Facebook and say, hey, can somebody be there on Saturday? I'm going to bring some stuff by. What's a good time? And you can figure it all out. You can work together to work out a time. But I know that when Sean Oliver comes in, he'll have some more information for you on that. And of course, if you have any questions, you can shoot me an email, tim@wbsm.com, or an app chat message, or, you know, Shakira gave us her phone number. You can call her directly. You can go to the Reggae on West Beach page. You can go to the Third Eye Unlimited page and make sure that you've got the right sizes before you donate something. But as she said, if it's not those sizes that you have, but you have other things you want to donate, they have other families that they work with. So put them on the list of places that you bring things to drop off. You know, especially with the wildfires going on in California, but also a lot of the local fires that we've had in recent weeks, I was looking around and saying, you know, what do I need if I was in a fire? And how would I survive if I lost everything? And I'm fortunate enough that I have people I can rely on and say, hey, can I borrow a couple of $100 to go get some new clothes? Can I stay with you while I figure what's going on? But not everybody has that luxury of those resources. So just take a look around and be, you know, thankful for all that you have. And if you're in a position where if you lost at all, you'd be okay. You know, think about those who aren't in that same situation and see if there isn't something you can do to help them. 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break here, and then we'll be back. We can take some of your calls, your app chats, open line voicemails. We'll be right back.
I wonder why you were always there for me. One way.
And welcome back in. That is Sugar Ray from their second album, 1459, which... people might wonder, well, why would you call it album 1459? What does that mean? Well, because when they put that album out, they said, our 15 minutes of fame are just about up. And it turned out to be kind of sentient because I don't really remember hearing much from Sugar Ray after that album. That album was huge with a couple of hits on the radio, but I don't think that they really did much after that in terms of, you know, doing damage on the charts, but... They were around for a while, and of course, Mark McGrath is still out there. He's parlayed himself into an all-around entertainer. I think he does some acting. He hosted the Rock and Roll Jeopardy show, which was a great show. I loved Rock and Roll Jeopardy, and he was good on it. He's hosted some other shows as well. And or was he the host or was he a frequent guest? I forget, but he was on Rock and Roll Jeopardy. But he's been the host of other game shows. Just an entertaining guy. And he was on tour with Bret Michaels on the Party Gras tour a few years ago when I saw it at the Xfinity Center. And great performer still. And now the two of them are out there again on Party Gras. It's like kind of like the indoor version of Party Gras happening right now. And I saw it coming around locally. Maybe it was Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun or something. But it's a good show if you get a chance to go out and see it. And of course, you know, Bret Michaels, friend of the program. He introduces our morning metal. But the 14:59, you know, knowing that your 15 minutes of fame were just about up, it showed the humility and the sense of humor that that Mark McGrath and Sugar Ray as a band had. So 508-996-0500 is the number here. And when you are thinking to yourself tonight, what am I going to have for dinner? I hope you're going to open up the fridge and pull out something from the butcher shop. And if not, get yourself over to the butcher shop. Because if you're going to the supermarket and buying meat from the supermarket, I'm not kidding. I went to the supermarket one time. And I know I like to go and get deals. And I know I should go to the butcher shop. But honestly, some nights I don't get out of here. The last three nights I've been here after 7 p.m. And I come in at 6 in the morning. Or, you know, 4, 6 in the morning. But when I get out at 7 o'clock, the butcher shop is closed. So I'll go over to the supermarket here, or I'll go to Market Basket, or I'll go to Shaw's, or whatever. And I got supermarket meat that was, you know, packed fresh. But when I got it home, it didn't smell right. And I said, you know, I don't get this experience from the butcher shop. I get high quality meat, stuff that is ready to go, ready to be able to put on the grill. I can get it already marinated, ready to cook up. Saves me all those hours of having to put it in the marinade in the fridge. And I can have a quick, delicious dinner that I made myself. And you can get the same by going to the butcher shop. Or you can get something that's already made. They have great pre-made food all the time. They're making themselves fresh each and every day. Plus everything else you could imagine. So how long has it been since you had a nice French meat pie, right? You can get one at the butcher shop and also get some rice pudding as well. Maria makes them both, and they're both fantastic. And if you're looking for something a little bit different, little treat for yourself, go ahead and get that tomahawk steak. I know it's 30 degrees out and you got to fire up the grill and stand out there in the cold, but trust me, it is worth it. So check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and you are sure to find something delicious. So we were talking about the incident that happened at Dartmouth High School yesterday, the attempted stabbing with two students. But the more importantly, the fact that the police posted about the fact that there was a shelter-in-place order because they were looking for the weapon. So they ordered everybody to shelter in place. They put out on social media that there was a shelter-in-place alert at the high school, but then didn't give any more information for hours until we found out exactly what went on. And then whatever the police put out, I don't know the exact time, I'd have to look at their Facebook page, but it was well after that that the town of Dartmouth put out the press release to alert the media. So unless the media was hearing about this and going to the Dartmouth police page and getting those updates, they didn't get this email from the town until 6:43. And I don't blame the town. You know, they're doing other things. The police no longer handle the press communications. It now comes from a person who works for the town, which I'm sure, you know, they've got other things to do as well. But what really bothers people is just last week or the week before, Dartmouth police announced that they were encrypting all of their communications. So you don't get scanner reports. There was nothing on the scanner or on Broadcastify for people to know what was going on. And in the absence of information comes rumor, and rumor was certainly running rampant yesterday. So what are your thoughts? 508-996-0500. But I'm going to turn things over right now to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Biden says goodbye while issuing a warning. progress in containing the California wildfires, and a sticky anniversary in Boston.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden used his goodbye speech to warn the nation of what he called incoming dangers.
Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence that literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead.
He told Americans so much is at stake, referring to climate change in particular and the wildfires in California. Firefighters made significant progress battling the wildfires burning around Los Angeles on Wednesday. Containment lines are growing on the Eaton and Palisades fires despite a final round of windy weather. But authorities are investigating several cases of arson, including one person who admitted to setting a fire, quote, because he liked the smell of burning leaves. The 67th Annual Grammy Awards will still take place on Sunday, February 2nd at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles, though the Recording Academy has refocused its aim to support relief efforts following the wildfires. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire in Gaza after 15 months of intense conflict. The deal includes an exchange of hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. While Israel achieved significant military gains, the war failed to eliminate Hamas and resulted in the deaths of thousands of Palestinians. The ceasefire agreement faces significant challenges, including the continued Israeli blockade of Gaza and deep divisions between Israelis and Palestinians. President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks are moving forward in the Senate despite some controversy. Pete Hegseth, nominated for defense secretary, appears to be on track for confirmation after a heated Senate hearing, with support from Senate Republicans helping to push other nominees through. Meanwhile, more contentious picks like Kash Patel and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. still face scrutiny from both parties. Trump's allies, including figures like Elon Musk, have rallied behind Hegseth, boosting his momentum. With Republicans holding a slim majority, Senate votes on key nominations are expected to begin on Inauguration Day, January 20th. Canada's Energy Minister Jonathan Wilkinson warned U.S. lawmakers that President-elect Trump's proposed tariffs on Canada could raise prices for Americans, including gas, food, and energy costs. Trump's 25% tariff threat on Canada, Mexico, and others has raised concerns about economic consequences. In response, Canada is considering retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods like steel and orange juice. U.S. lawmakers are introducing legislation to limit Trump's tariff powers, reflecting growing concern over potential price hikes and economic disruption. And this week marks the anniversary of the 1919 Boston Molasses Flood, a tragic accident that killed 21 people when a giant tank of molasses ruptured in the city's north end. While the incident may seem like a bizarre historical footnote, a Boston University researcher argues it offers valuable lessons about the city's waterfront and its resilience in the face of disaster. The flood, she says, highlights the complex relationship between industry, community, and the environment, and underscores the importance of careful planning and regulation as Boston navigates future challenges like sea level rise.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics gearing up for their game with the Orlando Magic Friday night at TD Garden, while the Bruins are away to face the Ottawa Senators on Saturday afternoon.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Partly cloudy, less wind, a high of 33 degrees today. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 36. On Saturday, partly cloudy, increasing clouds with late rain developing, a high of 45. And on Sunday, morning sunshine followed by afternoon clouds and snow possible overnight into Monday, a high of 41. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Attack. She's playing with her jewelry. She's putting up her hair. She's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
Go. Where'd the music go? Oh, there it is. That's my favorite part in the video. The guy that says that. And that song, you know, when she changes her name from Kitty to Karen, she trades her MG for a white Chrysler LeBaron. Great line, great rhyme, but I don't know that now they would probably be changing, you know, trading in that white Chrysler LeBaron for something that's a little bit more modern. I wonder if Cake changes that lyric at all. But Cake is one of those things that is not only a great band to listen to, I love Cake, but it's also a very popular food, right? People love cake. We have cake all the time. People's birthdays, just as a treat, whatever. People love cake, but what does cake have a lot in it? Well, cake has a lot of food dye in it, right? That's how we're making all those bright colors to put on those birthday cakes, and that's how people are able to make those cakes that look like other things. I don't know how they do that. It's amazing. But yesterday, the Food and Drug Administration banned red dye number 3 from all foods, beverages, and ingested drugs. And companies have until January of 2027 to remove red number 3 from all of their products. And that means there are now still 8 synthetic dyes that are out there that people are utilizing. And by the way, red 3 was not the most popular red food dye. The most popular red food dye is actually the most popular food dye, the most widely used food dye, I should say. It's not a popularity contest, but the most widely used food dye is red 40, which is in things like soda and candy, gelatin desserts, pastries, pet foods, sausage. So red 40 is not going away yet, but it is far more popular than red 3. The yellow dye number 5 is the second most widely used food dye. There is a yellow that is banned. I can't remember which one it is. But the yellow that was banned, if I remember correctly, that was what was in the Virginia Dare yellow food dye. And when I first started working at Mill Pond Diner, and I don't know, I think it was 1993 or 94, we had a bottle of Virginia Dare on the back spice rack. And we were only allowed to use a few drops of it. We would put it in the hollandaise sauce. So when we would make a batch of hollandaise sauce, we would put like 2 or 3 drops of this yellow dye, Virginia Dare yellow dye in it, which, you know, Virginia Dare from New Bedford, where we put a couple little drops of that in there to kind of brighten the yellowness of the hollandaise sauce. And if it's one thing that I was proud of in my breakfast cooking career, it was my Eggs Benedict. Because if you go and order that at a lot of places, they're going to serve it to you with the broken hollandaise sauce. My hollandaise sauce was never broken. It was always thick, never thin. You couldn't see what was underneath it. And it was delicious. And I made it basically just from a Knorr mix. But you put in those couple of drops of Virginia Dare yellow food dye. And you just make sure that it's not broken. And how did it work? Yeah, we made a batch of sauce ahead of time, and then we would warm it up individually in the microwave for the orders, or if we would keep it on the steam table if we were really busy on a weekend. And you've got to reheat it and then put it over the eggs. But the problem is when you reheat it, it'll break if you heat it too quickly. But all you got to do to bring it back is just stir it around, put a couple little drops of milk in there, stir it around, and it'll smooth out again, and then you pour it over the eggs, and it's not broken. But many cooks didn't bother to do that extra step, so you'd get broken hollandaise sauce, and it doesn't look appealing. But I remember that, and we were always told, you know, don't use more than a couple of drops for a couple of reasons. One, it'll make it way too yellow. It'll look neon. But also, two, we're never going to be able to get another bottle of that Virginia Dare food dye because they discontinued the dye that was in it. So it probably wasn't the healthiest thing for people to eat because there was a reason why they banned it, but it really did look good. And I can't tell you how many people got sides of hollandaise sauce to put on their home fries or to put on top of an omelet or whatever. I mean, we sold a lot of that stuff. So hopefully we weren't contributing to people's unhealthiness. I mean, hollandaise sauce isn't exactly the healthiest thing anyway, but there are still 8 food dyes that are approved by the FDA for use. Some of them, like blue 2, the FDA says is safe. Green 3, the FDA says is safe, even though it's not really widely used. Red 3 was originally proposed to be banned, but it was eventually overruled. And of course, we still use red 40. We still use yellow 5. Yellow 6 is the third most widely used food dye. The FDA says that's safe. But so what happens if the FDA, let's just say, you know, you get a confirmation for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he says, one of the things I'm doing is getting rid of all of these artificial food dyes. What happens? Nothing, really, nothing. The taste of your food will not change, except for the way that your mind processes taste based on sight. But the flavor itself isn't going to change because these are not flavored. These are just dyes. These are just changing the color. So when you go and get that frosting for your cake, it all tastes the same, right? Whether you're licking the yellow, the green, the red, it all tastes the same. It's just different colors. And that's because the dyes only change the color. It doesn't change the flavor. So none of the taste of your food will change. It just might look a little different. And it's not that they're saying you can't dye foods, but they want you to use a more natural solution, which there are natural solutions to it. It might not look exactly the same, but there are natural ways to make these food dyes to be able to give you the visual presentation that you're looking for. So people that are in like the cake and pastry industry, they might be freaking out a little bit. The bakers, because it's going to look different. You know, Dunkin's probably freaking out a little bit because their donuts will look different. Or maybe not at all, because again, red 3 is not really as widely used as red 40. Red 40 is the number one dye of all of them. So it could be that it doesn't really even make a difference. But there are still 8 other synthetic food dyes that we use in our food. And it talks about, you know, I'm looking at a Forbes article that has the risk to humans for each one of these dyes. And let me just give those to you quickly. Blue 1 has a small cancer risk to animals, but it's safe to humans who are not allergic, but more testing is needed. Blue 2, there's some evidence that it may have caused brain cancer in male rats, but the FDA says it's safe. Citrus red 2, very low risk to humans, but it's rarely used anyway. They would just use it in like the skin of oranges. Green 3, a 1981 study showed possible bladder and testes cancer in male rats, but the FDA says it's safe. It's not widely used anyway. Orange B, which was really just used in sausage casings, in high doses can be harmful to the liver and bile duct, but it hasn't been used in many years. Red 3, of course, is what's banned now, which was known to cause thyroid tumors in rats. That's from a 1983 study. Red 40 may cause allergy-like reactions and hyperactivity, including ADHD. Some studies have shown it's a carcinogen in animals. Yellow 5 causes allergy-like hypersensitivity reactions, primarily in aspirin-sensitive persons, and triggers hyperactivity in some children. And yellow 6 causes tumors of adrenal gland and the kidneys, and the FDA says that it is safe. So there you have the breakdown of what these dyes supposedly can do. But again, these are not overwhelming statistics that say that that this is happening, or else they'd already be out of the foods. The people who are making these foods are not in the business of killing the people that are eating them, because that gets rid of your customers. But if there's health concerns about them, then there should be plenty of testing to verify that they're safe before we're using them. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning. What's up?
How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, the FDA said that it's safe to eat meat and milk from cloned animals, and also said that they don't have to be labeled as cloned meat or milk. So the FDA, I really don't take what they say too seriously.
Well, I mean,
the Federal Death Administration.
I know that a lot of folks call into question even some of this supposedly stringent testing that they've done on these dyes to say that, you know, are they testing it thoroughly enough, or are they just testing it the bare minimum standards? Because a lot of these FDA regulations are bare minimum standards.
Yeah. When they said the clone meat is okay and doesn't have to be labeled, I find that kind of disturbing. Hey, man, what's the heaviest you go in metal? Like the heaviest music that you can stand in heavy metal?
I'm not a big death metal person. So that's probably a little bit too heavy for me. Like if I can't understand because I'm a big lyrics person. So if I can't understand the lyrics, the music doesn't appeal to me as much.
I understand. You can make up your own lyrics when it's that way.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can
say
that.
What's the heaviest you go? What's the heaviest you can tolerate?
I don't know. Like I'll listen to some Pantera, some, you know, stuff like that, but I don't get it. You know, those bands that all have the logos that you can't really tell what it says.
Yeah.
I don't go that hard. And I feel bad because a friend of mine is in one of those bands.
Metal bands.
I'm sorry.
A lot of Scandinavian metal bands.
Yeah. Right.
Use. Yeah. I hear you. You look at the logo and you're like, what's this band's name? They're pretty cool.
I'm also kind of outdated, you know? So like I'll listen to a lot of 80s metal and 90s metal. I'm not so much into newer stuff.
I hear you. But you, in the 80s, you weren't really that old yet, right? You're probably still like 7, 8 in the 80s?
Yeah, I was born in 78.
All right. So like mid-80s, you were like maybe starting. A lot of great music came out during the 80s. Are you familiar with the new wave of British heavy metal scene?
Yeah. Well, what would be considered the new wave of British metal?
Stuff in the 80s.
Yeah, so like Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, like that era.
They were the more popular ones, yeah.
Right.
But there are a lot of great music, a lot of great American bands came out of California, too.
Mm-hmm.
And the 80s were a great, great time for music. I wish we could go in the 80s. As soon as it hits 1989, we could hit rewind and start the 80s again and live that way forever.
I'll tell you what, at least from a music and a pop culture perspective, I wouldn't argue.
Hey, man, know who's a great artist and they're very underappreciated? Is Concrete Blonde. You ever hear some of the songs they released?
Oh, yeah. They did that cover of Joey, right?
I think that might be their own song, isn't it?
No, I'm thinking of their cover of Sweet Jane. Sweet Jane's the cover.
Uh-huh.
That's the Lou Reed song. But yeah, and then they did Joey, right?
Jeanette Napolitano has an incredible voice.
There's Absolutely. A lot of underappreciated female singers from some of those bands, like Harriet Wheeler from the Sundays.
I'm not familiar with.
It's kind of it's a little bit more like hippie trippy stuff, but they were pretty good. They were out of the UK. The Cardigans were a much harder band than Loveful.
Yeah, yeah.
They used to do Sabbath covers.
Didn't they?
Well, they started off as a Sabbath tribute band. And
really?
So then when they hit it big, they would put a Sabbath song on all their albums. So you can hear them doing Iron Man and Paranoid and things like that. They're pretty funny with it. I mean, shouldn't say funny. Like it's kind of when you hear it, you're like, oh, that's different. I like it.
No, who's great, who should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is not Philip Lynott of Thin Lizzy. So many great bands are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and so many dunces of music are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, that's what happens when you have really one person that kind of oversees who gets in and who doesn't.
Yep. Nazareth also.
Yeah, there's another good one. All right, well, I got to hold you there because I got to take a break.
Take care, man.
You have a great day. And it sounds like we got some common musical tastes, even though you probably go a little bit harder in some other areas than I do, which is not to say that I wouldn't listen to it. It's just not something that I've already found on my own. I got to take a break, though. We'll be back in a few moments. A little bit of a different vibe to that version of Iron Man. But, you know, different is sometimes just as good. And you know what's different for me is how much more time I have on my hands now that I'm not doing laundry. Because I just drop it off at Dash. I just swing by One State Road in Dartmouth. I go over to the lockers, open up the Dash app on my phone, and that allows me to open up one of the lockers, put my clothes in, tell them what I want, and then they let me know when it's ready, and I just go back, open up the locker again with the app, grab my clothes, and go home. And it can be even easier if you want to have them come and pick it up and then bring it back to you when they're done. They will do that as well. Free pickup and delivery service. Perfect for busy lifestyles. At Dash, they want to make it as easy for you as possible to do laundry. They love doing it. You hate doing it. It's the perfect friendship, the perfect relationship, the perfect pairing right there. So to find out more, just go to DashLaundromat.com or stop by and see them. Even if you do your own laundry, you should be doing it at Dash. It's brighter, it's cleaner, state-of-the-art machines that work better and faster and cheaper, and you earn rewards back for all the money that you spend on their machines. Plus, they have Disney Plus on the TVs for the kids, great music playing, Wi-Fi, charging station, everything to make it so much better and easier. You're going to get it done with Dash. Find out more at DashLaundromat.com. I've got to take one final break here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. All right, we have just a few seconds remaining here in the program, but I want to remind you so that you can get in there and enter before we run out of time, because the contest is only running until January 31st, but Isaacson Solar is giving away a free solar system. So if you want to enter to win right now, go to isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com, or you can go to WBSM.com. We have the info there as well, but a free solar system? You know, what are we talking about here? We're talking about the biggest prize we've ever given away, because that could be over $100,000 in free electricity for you over the next 25 years. So go right now and enter at isaacsonsolar.com, or you can go at WBSM.com. Click on the What's Hot tab at the top of the page there. You'll see Win Free Solar. You can click on that and enter to win. And you only have until January 31st, and then we'll announce the winner. So make sure you get over there and enter. Also, I'm surprised that nobody called me out when I screwed up, because I said that Concrete Blonde covered Sweet Jane, but it was actually, and I doubly screwed up, because it wasn't just a Lou Reed song, it's a Velvet Underground song, and it was Cowboy Junkies that did the cover. So where are all my 90s music kids? Why didn't you call in to correct me? We have a couple of calls that I'm not going to be able to get to because we're out of time. Maybe they were calling to correct me. But stay tuned for Chris McCarthy. He is coming your way with South Coast Now. He's back.